Hey, and welcome to The Great Debates. This is Dave King. We have a special episode for you today. Before we get to that, I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Home State, on Hollywood in Los Feliz, proprietor of delicious Tex-Mex breakfast cuisine. I also want to talk about our exciting new voting policy. You can just go to our website, greatdebate69.com, and on the website there'll be a poll up where you can vote for either me or Steve Healy, except for today's special episode where we're going to have a guest debater, and I'm thrilled to welcome Aisha Muhar to The Great Debates.
Hello, thank you.
Aisha's going to go head-to-head with Steve Healy. I'm going to moderate. Here's, again, just to remind you briefly of our format, we'll open the floor for opening statements. Healy's going to start. And then there'll be what we call free skate, which is where we have an undetermined amount of time for people to banter ideas back and forth. And then at the end, we'll have a quick closing statement, and then everyone can vote, and then we'll all go home. Today's topic, and this is a good one, just be yourself is good advice. Steve Healy, you have the floor.
Thank you so much, Dave, and thank you, Aisha, for joining us. We're here at the Parks and Recreation offices, which is a real special treat for me to see where the magic happens.
Yes, welcome.
Leslie Knope and the gang. This phrase, just be yourself, is almost cliched advice at this point. So I don't think I'm going to take too much time with my opening statement, because I think most people in the world have sort of accepted the idea that you should just be yourself. That people should express their individuality, that there are 7 billion people in the world, and if each one of them follows his or her heart and develops their personality and develops their character in a way that's genuine and true to them, that will be the most effective life strategy for them, and that will be the most positive way to influence and change and affect the world. If everyone is true to themselves and it just bees themselves, it assumes a fairly optimistic view of human nature, that each one of us has something to offer and something valuable and something special inside of us. And not only that, but that your most authentic self, your genuine self, is good and positive and reflects, if you believe in a religious worldview, it reflects the intentions and the goodwill of the Creator. If you don't believe in that, then it could say something about our personalities being something positive, being something genuine, and being something, the idea that every human person has something to offer. So this advice is almost cliche, so I'm going to yield the rest of my time to Aisha, who has the more challenging side, I think, of taking on what we all have more or less accepted in life.
You officially yield?
I yield my time.
Okay. Well, immediately...
To my great friend from Port Jefferson, Long Island.
That's not from Port Jeff, but immediately I disagree. Just be yourself is terrible advice. Obviously, Hitler. I'll just say that. I won't go any further with that. Mm. But obviously, you've already yielded.
You've already said this in free skate, listeners.
But I think what you're saying is everyone has something unique to bring to the table. That's not wrong. But saying just be yourself means just be that unique thing and 90 other possibly crappy things that you bring to the table. I think when people say just be yourself, it's often people who also really like people who are cheerful, people who are kind, people who are cool or fun to hang out with. And the same people who say be yourself are also very quick to then be like, that person was terrible. Why do they interrupt me when I was talking? Like, if your thing is like, I love interrupting people. I love walking to a room and farting on people's furniture. I love singing at the top of my lungs when people are trying to have a conversation. Like, that's me being myself. It's a horrible thing right now on the internet that it's tons of people saying, haters gonna hate, and I'm just doing me for any type of horrible behavior they want to do, but just because they've been told to be yourself. I think be yourself is a cliche, as Healy said, and that it needs to be changed to be kind and do hard work, or be cool, be chill, be nice, but be yourself. Sometimes people aren't always great as who they are, and they need to work on that. And that's not a knock on them. Not everyone is as bad as I mentioned before, a Hitler or someone who talks during a movie. But, like, sometimes be yourself is not the best advice.
Hitler and people who talk during movies. We can agree that these are two of the worst kind of people there are. Just be yourself as a solo piece of advice, I agree, it's somewhat limited. We have to include the idea that you should be civil, that you should be courteous to other people, that sometimes you'll have to sacrifice, quote-unquote, yourself for the needs of the group, for the needs of your school, for the needs of society, for the needs of basic politeness to strangers, for the functioning of the world. But what just be yourself, really what the advice expresses and what we're talking about when we talk about this phrase is to be true to your genuine self. And I think, Aisha, that a lot of the behaviors you're criticizing, starting with Hitler and on down to the guys on the internet, let's be honest, they're mostly girls who talk about haters gonna hate, those people are not being true to themselves. Actually, they're enacting their fears and behaviors that they've adopted from the society. I don't think they are living in their truest nature. I would argue that what Hitler was all about wasn't being his truest self. It was being a monster that was created by the culture that he grew up in and the environment of Germany and filling the darkest fantasies of the Germany around him. I think that if we got Hitler down...
This is free skate?
Yeah, yeah. You can jump in at any point in free
skate.
May I just finish my one thought about Hitler?
Yes.
Which is that I think if we got Hitler down and we really sat him down and we were able to convince him to just be himself, we'd find a guy who was a lot better than the Hitler of history.
Okay, but then I would argue if you got him, if you sat him down and really talked to him, it would require a lot more than just saying, hey, pal, just be yourself. That wouldn't change him just by saying, be yourself. You'd have to say, look, let's look deep inside you. Is this what you want to be doing? Do you want to be an artist? Like, where is this coming from? Do you hate yourself? Like, what is happening? And that's why be yourself isn't sufficient advice. It actually leads to a lot of terrible things because you're right. People just think, oh, I am being myself. This is what I have to do to like posture and cover for how I really feel.
I don't think anyone's going to argue that there's any piece of advice that's quote unquote sufficient. Just be yourself is great advice, but it's not alone.
It's
the sole guide to
it's
how
not,
you should live.
Definitely not great advice.
It's a good piece of advice that's part
it's
of
very
a larger
dangerous
spectrum
advice.
Of advice.
Think about just in your week, like the person who most annoyed you, like someone hit your car or someone like cut you in line or just someone who was incredibly annoying or rude to you or horrible. After having that interaction with them, would you say, as long as you were being yourself, pal, this turned out great?
No, I think those people who are being horrible are not being true enough to themselves.
That's another issue of assuming that everyone is just great, like, at their core.
I think that everyone at their core has the capability to be respectful of other people, to be conscious of other people, to be thoughtful, to appreciate that they're a tiny, tiny part of the universe. I mean, you could look at it this way.
I think other people can learn.
Yourself could be interpreted to mean like, hey, you're a tiny
It could
speck
be interpreted, but it's not. It's
planet,
just one pithy
and you
saying.
You have to share with 7 billion other people.
No.
Just be yourself doesn't mean I should have everything in the world. It means I should recognize my tiny insignificance, but
that
also the value you
that's
have
different
as an individual.
Advice. That's different advice.
I don't think so. I think you could definitely get that out of just be yourself.
I think you can get a lot of things out of it.
I don't think you can start
interpreting it, but just be yourself. Also, just the idea of that, like, for some people to become a kind or become a hardworking or nice or smart person, like, that's the whole benefit of self-improvement. Like, that's the basis of modern psychology. That's kind of part of being an American. Like, there's always room to change. There's always room to grow. And if people were told, just be yourself, a lot of people wouldn't have become the super awesome, talented, successful people they are. If someone had told Oprah when she was living in Mississippi, like, hey, just be yourself, little girl. Okay, great. I guess I'll just keep
Oprah's
picking hay
example.
By the...
Oprah's a great example, and she demonstrates this advice in practice because Oprah understands that just be yourself is excellent advice, but it's not... It's challenging and complicated advice because to just be yourself doesn't mean to just do whatever you want all the time. It means really go into your truest, authentic self.
Well, being
go
authentic
into your genuine
is different.
Nature. Work your way from that towards being the most positive, best version of yourself.
I feel like every time you start talking about be yourself, you end up saying a bunch of other things because it's not sufficient enough of a saying by itself.
No one's saying, look, no one, the argument is not just be yourself is sufficient advice. It's the only sentence you need to live a good life. The argument is just be yourself is great advice, and it is. Every single day, you need to remind yourself to look into yourself, to look into your truest nature, and try and follow that. And bring forth, as they say in the Gnostic Gospels,
I think that's very dangerous.
Bring forth what is within you.
Because
and what is within
you
will save
that
you.
That sounds like a scary thing said before, like a demon erupts from someone. Like,
yeah, the Gnostics, they believed in demons and stuff.
Be like a good thing. Like, imagine Tila Tequila just standing in front of a mirror and just telling herself, be yourself.
Tila
like,
Tequila is not being
people
herself. She's
not,
being this artificial creation
know.
She
Look,
believes is
I
popular.
Actually think,
and she's not
I'm gonna
wrong.
Say something that is I think that you, Steve Healy, are a pretty awesome dude. And I think you're assuming a lot more people are awesome like you. And it's like, hey, if everyone just dug deep down, they'd be cool. And I don't think that's true.
I think part of the road to being cool, thank you for the compliment. I agree. I think you are also awesome. I think what are the meager efforts we have towards being good people springs from going inside ourselves, finding what's authentic and true and good and positive about ourselves and being that. It doesn't come from trying to imitate somebody else or trying to live up to social standards.
No, but there are certain things that benefit people that you do have to learn to live in society. Like,
of course.
Thank you for saying I'm awesome, but I grew up as a kind of very shy person. I'm still to some extent a little shy, but I've learned to speak up more, to be a little more confident, to talk with, because that's good in terms of becoming friends with people, for work, for lots of different reasons. And I feel like sometimes it's not even like a critique. It's not like everyone who is being yourself is horrible. Sometimes it's something that actually helps you. And I think that just to stop it, just be yourself, would really stop some people cold, and they wouldn't advance to like heights of coolness that they could be achieving, or just being a better person in some way.
Just being yourself, you can't stop there. I agree. But just being yourself is very important advice, great advice that you need to remind yourself of constantly.
It's not
because I think
great.
You'll find that the bad behaviors you're practicing in are usually not coming from yourself. They're coming from fear. They're coming from something that somebody else put on you. They're coming from trying to live up to some kind of social standard or trying to achieve something that you somehow got in your head.
But sometimes the social standard is good. What about people who want to live on the fringe and who feel like they feel their best selves when they're like fighting in the street with
someone? I think there's a lot of great fringe people that we need and we want, and we're glad to have, you know, let's take Dostoevsky or somebody, a guy who was a pretty fringe weirdo, but he was just being himself and he produced these great works.
Well, what
of
about
art,
Ted Bundy?
Van Gogh.
Just being himself.
Ted Bundy was, he had a lot of great qualities.
Again, like, okay, well, that's okay, but that's a good bit of the point of like, okay,
he was
some
handsome,
great qualities.
He was charming.
Yeah.
If he'd just been himself instead of trying to enact
he was
the demonic,
himself. He was a charm
the
monster.
Demonic
a
fantasies,
true charm monster.
Which, you know, there's a different debate. Where did Ted Bundy get the idea
himself.
Of becoming a
he
demon?
He fully became Ted Bundy, being yourself. He became that. And look what happened.
I don't think that, I don't think he was himself.
I don't know the format, but I feel like that clinches it.
You know, Ted Bundy helped to catch the Green River Killer in Washington State. Like, I think that was the real Ted Bundy. Helpful, kind. When he got into prison, when his career as a murderer was over, and he decided, okay, now I'm locked up, I may as well just be myself.
Well, that's
what
he decided.
Help the cops get serial killers.
They didn't have advice before.
I was being so false to
myself. Yeah.
Enacting this persona of a serial killer that I got from the media.
From just, yeah, from everyone wanting me to be a serial killer.
How about, can we agree that a good piece of advice is just be yourself except for don't be a murderer?
No, because I think there are a lot of other things. And some things aren't even necessarily things that you would assume are negative, but could be negative for that person.
I think that,
like,
you know,
what about great heroes? Think about, you know, I'm not going to even talk about historical heroes, but just, like, well, maybe I will, but like, think about just great heroes, the people we look up to in movies and in history. It's often the people
in all those movies. The act two part is somebody telling the hero, be yourself, and they're like, you're right, and they do it.
And I'd say
much
that
Washington told America, let's all be ourselves as a nation.
That's
so
a little
different. First, he had to do it to himself.
I think that's actually a little different from what I was thinking of, which was that I was thinking it's a part of someone standing up and sometimes stepping out of the norm, which is a little different from just being yourself.
Yeah.
I think often a problem people have with those movies, like high school movies, where it's like be yourself and like some teen girl is like, I'm going to be me. I'm like super nerdy, but it's cool. And like,
yeah, that's
she
great.
Ends up bagging like that. The super popular.
Always. She gets some
pleasure. And that doesn't really happen in real life. I was
on the
constantly
contrary.
Doing that.
On the I don't think you were.
I totally was.
I don't think you were truly
I
being
think,
yourself.
Here's what I think people
were,
really... I think
you
was
were
what,
acting out something you thought
people,
you were supposed to do.
Also, people, if that were true...
I mean, you're saying right there
people,
you got the idea for movies.
If that were true, people would really... People, I'm just... It's not even like... Maybe if in a perfect world, like if this were a scientific experiment where like there were no other factors and it's like everything is perfect, we can control the environment, that would be okay. But that's not true. And the fact is that if you tell someone to be yourself, there are chances that the way they're being could rub other people the wrong way, could be cruel, could be mean, could be inappropriate. And that's a part of learning. That's like something that as a kid you learn. And you do learn those lessons, like the golden rule, treat everyone as you want to be treated, might go against
That's also great advice. We don't have to take other advice off the table.
But it's not, but just be yourself is not great advice. It often leads to terrible people, terrible personalities, and it's often used as an excuse. And I think
okay,
an important
well,
thing
do you
is
think be kind is good advice? You cited
I do
it
think being
now,
kind
should
is
we
good
have
advice.
Should we have been more kind to Hitler? Should we have let him invade Poland without trying to
that's
stop him?
That's not about being that's not kindness.
Why not?
Because
that's
what about
kindness.
The people that he's no.
Sure.
That's, well, that's
Hitler wants Poland. Let's let him have it.
Well, that's just in a world where it's like it's Hitler versus
no,
anyone.
It's
only,
I'm pointing out the absurdity of your argument, which
but
is
it's
no
not
piece
pointing
of advice
out
is
because
single-handedly
if you're talking about kind to doing the greatest kindness would be helping the people that he's invading.
Do you think be honest is good advice?
I don't know about that. I'm not ready to concede that point.
what's another piece of good advice that you're pretty sure about?
I
follow your heart. Do you think that's good advice?
I lived the time of my life where I was all about advice, and now I don't know if anything.
Well, I love the idea that all advice is is garbage.
Yes, and if but so, that means being yourself is also
no,
bad
no, no,
advice.
No. This resolution accepts the idea that there's good advice.
Except, what do you mean?
Because it's not be yourself is a good thing to say to people. It's be yourself is great advice, is good advice. So in the category of advice, this is good.
I know.
Advice
I don't think
is little
it is.
Lessons.
I think it's actually
things you
very
say to people
dangerous
that's
advice.
Important to
I
run.
Think it's up to us now as a public service. Be yourself is dangerous advice. I think it's better
hey,
to...
Hey, all good advice is dangerous, babe.
I don't. I like the tone.
Dave
of, I like the tone
the
of
signal.
What you said. I
Dave
don't know if it's
giving
true.
Me the signal. It's time for closing arguments. Now, traditionally, I think the negative gets to go last, so I will go ahead and go first. Just be yourself is good advice. It's a helpful thing to remind yourself of. And let me tell you this. Just be yourself isn't a simple piece of advice. It's not easy to follow. It's not easy to take. If you hear just be yourself and you think it's a very easy thing to do, then you've misunderstood the advice. Just be yourself is actually a very hard challenge. It's one of the most hard things to do in life is to be true and authentic. To be true to yourself and true to your truest nature. First, you have to get yourself to a place of quietude where you can hear what is truly your nature, and then you have to follow it, and it's going to be a real challenge to do it. You're going to have to remind yourself over and over again to do it, and sometimes the path won't be clear. But the struggle to follow that, to live up to your authentic self, is about as important a human struggle as there can be. To be your true self, it's not just good advice for you or for me. It's good advice for everybody, and it's good advice for the world.
Okay. I think a sign of truly good advice is if it's something that you can repeat to a child and have that child understand. And I think we all have friends or have children of our own who are sometimes told to be yourself, be authentic, and then in a moment we'll do something where they drop their pants in the classroom or they run and pull someone's hair. And the idea is you have to explain to them, well, that's not appropriate. And I think that the idea of being yourself in theory might seem okay, but we all know we live in the real world and there's a caveat with that. And I think it would be much better if we could start with that caveat built in. Being authentic and being true to who you are, being an authentic person is one thing, but also we all know that part of ourselves who have had moments where it's like, I should say this right now, or I should just tell her how I feel, but that's not actually going to be good for the situation. That's not actually going to be a good move. It's not going to make you a good person, and it's not going to create a cool environment for other people. So just be yourself is advice I'd say that falls short. And it's not something, it's something that if you told a child, you would constantly have to be saying, well, not in this situation. Well, you can't just start yelling in a cab. Well, you can't do that. You can't yell fire. Like, these are things.
Did you say yelling in a cat?
Yelling in a cab. But yelling
in a cab.
You can't yell at
the
a cab.
The world of sophisticated Eloise children you travel in. With children
excuse me, these are my closing arguments. Yelling at a cat also. Think about how cat leaders
sometimes
are ostracized by think about how cat leaders are ostracized by society. So in conclusion, I will say that it may be a fine piece of advice. It's not good advice. It's incomplete.
That was hot, guys. Thanks for debating. Special
I'd like to
thanks
thank Aisha for a great debate.
Aisha fucking knocked it
I
out of the park.
I think she was really being herself, and that was really a lot of
I disagree.
Of the
I actually think...
more on than ever. I was more on than ever. I wasn't being myself.
I agree. I think Aisha stepped out of herself to try to sort of suppress the stoicism and the emotional restraint that she usually carries with her.
Oh, well, actually, then that must have been the inauthenticity I was picking up on.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week. Yeah.